established a little high, you know, and you know, and once again, I looked at it last night, actually, before I went home, and I talked to him about it, but the protections and that's the key. I mean, I'm not with the snaps will be fine, you know. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to have a field goal or extra point, but I'm not worried about that.
Line drive kicks by both guys in terms of the punts yesterday. Was the wind influencing that?
Well, I think two things, the wind and the weather, the cold. I mean, you know, I've been talking to Justin about it since he got here. Is that, you know, when you get into this time of the year, you know, it's harder to get the hangs and so forth that you want to get there. I mean, the one punt return that they got, you know, we can't place the ball in the middle of the field, and it was a line drive shot in the middle of the field, and that's why you can't do that. So, but you know, once again, he's learning, and he'll continue to get better.
How much of a change is it for a guy like him to play in cold weather after growing up in Florida versus Shum, who played at Buffalo, obviously?
Well, I don't know. I can't. It's hard for me to answer that question. He's never really kicked in this kind of weather, but I mean, I know this. He understands that he's got two veterans that can help him through it. That, you know, it's going to take a little adjustment, but. You know, and that's why I was on him so hard in the early part of the year about technique, and because now you're going to have to rely on technique and not just leg strength and so forth when you get into the wind and the cold and the ball not traveling as far as you'd like for it to travel and those kinds of things. But he'll be all right.
Ron, what happened on the opening kickoff of the second half? How'd that one get out?
Well, it was one of them line drive kicks. Once again, got caught in the wind there, and you know the guy caught it on the run, and that's something you don't want to get. And then and we had two guys kind of bunched together. It's something they actually miscounted miscounted it, and had two guys run together and ran our guys together. You know, and they did a nice job of getting up on the safety, and they got down the field.
I just like Mason's tackle.
Well, I like the tackle. I don't like to see Mason doing that, but I like the tackle. It was good. It's funny because, you know, one thing about kickoff coverage, you get one guy out of place. I mean, our backside, we've been concerned about our backside the last couple of weeks. Worked hard, you know, and our backside was perfect. They did exactly what they're supposed to do and get back in, and we didn't get a turn back. And, you know, one guy gets out of the lane. And, you know, when the ball comes, you know, when it's a ricochet back to you, that's what can happen.
You've spoken pretty confidently about Trevor breaking one at some point. Do you still feel that's going to happen, or do you feel like maybe you've taken a step back here in the last little bit?
No, I don't think we've taken a step back. I mean, we're getting the opportunities, number one, to do it. And you know, it's hard to get the returns when they're kicking it into the 5 or the 10-yard line. It's hard to get those. You know, we had one actual return the first time we came after him. So, no, I don't feel we're going backwards at all.
Obviously, the offense didn't score any points, so they could have done more. You talked to the defensive guys yesterday, and they're talking about how they could have done more even though they played pretty well. What can you guys, as a special teams group, do to kind of give a team a spark? Right?
Well, you know, any kind of big play. I mean, whether it be, the opening kickoff. You know, we got a nice return. We got out past the 30, and you know, and obviously, you know, that's the one thing we're so close the last three games, four games of, you know, we're just close. And I keep saying a little thing here, a little thing there. Field position is critical. You know, it's hard for us to do a lot with it when they're punting, you know, from the 45-yard line or 50-yard line. And the punter did a nice job of sticking it down in there. But we got to change position with our punt and punt return game. And obviously our kickoff, you know, our cover unit's got to do the job. And, you know, we gave up a punt and that's, I think, the longest punt return we've had probably in two or three years. And just one guy getting out of place where he's supposed to be and, you know, the ball not being where it needed to be punted.